is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
So, Kathleen, yesterday I did my workout in the morning, and I was already gross and sweaty when I finished. And I was like, you know what? The house needs to be vacuumed because we have mostly wood floors and we have a white furry cat. And so the same way that a cowboy movie will just have a random tumbleweed going around through the back of the scene, you can be at my house and just a random fluff of white hair will just kind of float along the floor.
Well, I think it's kind of festive though sometimes.
If that's what you're looking for, man, we're festive as hell at this house.
Yeah.
So I grabbed our vacuum cleaner and I started vacuuming. And once you realize, like, you keep looking and you see disgusting dirt and cat fur everywhere, you just keep vacuuming. And all of a sudden, you're on your hands and knees, you're vacuuming underneath the sofa, underneath the bed. The entire vacuum canister is filled with disgusting cat hair. So it made me wonder, should I have done this sooner? And I think the answer was yes, Kathleen.
You know, I think maybe you're asking the wrong person. Because I will often discover cat throw up that was there for a couple of days that I didn't realize.
So now it's hard.
Yeah. And I'm not proud of, you know, Bethany, I think that America puts too much pressure on people when it comes to cleanliness.
She said, coming out of a pandemic. No, I'm giving you a hard time.
No. I mean, I do wash my hands now every time I come home, which I didn't before the pandemic.
Totally.
And I think that's a really good habit that I picked up.
It's a good one. When I lived in the city, I would take the subway. I would grab the subway pole. And then without thinking, I would dig something out of my teeth with the same hand.
Of course.
It just didn't occur to me until the pandemic, truly how disgusting I was living my life.
I know.
So I did a quick Goog and I asked, how often should I clean the different things in my home?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, no. So I'm going to fail in every single category.
You and I are massive failures. So first of all, it's the first entry that came up was the website Housewife How To's.
Oh, God.
I had the same reaction. But then I was like,
oh, God.
But housewives are a thing. But then, of course, we want everyone to be equal. So there's also house husbands and house partners, whatever. But OK, so this is the website we're using. Here we go.
OK.
How often should you clean certain things? This is by Katy Berry, written, updated on March 16th. Of this year.
Okay.
So here are the daily cleaning tasks that you should do. And then we're going to go into weekly, monthly, yearly. Gentle listener, I want you to rate yourself at home and see how you stack up. Kathleen, do you make your bed every day?
Absolutely not.
I do. Mm-hmm. But only because I live with someone to whom it is important. I didn't always do it when I lived alone, although I tried to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will make my bed if I need someplace to fold laundry.
Yes.
But then that laundry just gets pushed to the floor when I actually have to get into the bed.
That's
that
true.
Evening.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. There's just never enough spaces. Do you wipe your kitchen table every day?
No, I definitely don't.
I do. Again, because it's part of our daily schedule. He usually cooks, so I usually clean the kitchen afterwards, so it's just part of it.
So friend to the pod, Miran.
Yes.
What is Miran's name on TikTok? I think it's just Miran Kim, right?
Oh, bless your heart for thinking I am on TikTok.
Here, I'll double check right now.
It's either Miran Kim or Miran Kim Says. Let me look. It's just TikTok is just an assault. Stop being so loud.
Oh my God.
Miran Kim Says. Miran.
So Miran has been doing this thing where she's talking about cleaning on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And, Miran and I have had conversations about how we both have ADHD and sometimes cleaning just feels like it's too much.
Yeah.
And so she was reading this book and she says that every night now she closes out her kitchen as if she were closing out a restaurant.
Whoa, that's great.
And thinking about about closing out the kitchen as opposed to like, okay, now I have to clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just like closing it out so it's ready to go so I can use it to its full potential in the morning. That has changed the way she feels about like wiping down surfaces in her kitchen.
That's a great way to look at it. And I think anybody who's worked in the service industry knows that if you're working the closing shift, you have to clean everything. You have to sweep the floor, wash the floor. You have to wipe down all the counters. You have to clean the back room. And I know I would always think like, I don't take care of my house as well as I take care of this Starbucks.
Yes.
Maybe we should start doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you wash your dirty dishes at the end of every day?
Neil does, yes.
Neil does. Okay, good. So do we. So do we. Unless something has to soak and then we'll let it soak. Do you wipe your kitchen counters every day?
No, definitely not.
I do, but not as well as I should. Do you wash your coffee pot every day?
If it were me, I would be rinsing it out every day at the very least. But Neil makes the coffee and I don't think that he does.
I do not.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to. Dennis does. And I just thought he was being like super anal.
With soap and a sponge and everything?
He doesn't use soap because he says he can taste the soap in his coffee. So he will clean it with water and like a cloth. He'll like wipe it out.
So Bethany, here's the thing. I am like Dennis. I taste soap on everything.
Wild.
And there are like certain brands of dishwashing detergent that I make sure that we stay away from because I can taste it on my plates and my forks and in my cups. And I did something so horrendous a couple of months ago that I still gag when I think about it because I have Invisalign. I keep my toothbrush near my sink in my kitchen because it's just like it's too much to rebrush my teeth and go to the bathroom every time I eat something. And so I accidentally used the wrong toothbrush one time and I used my cleaning toothbrush instead of my real toothbrush.
Oh, no.
And so I just got a mouthful of Mrs. Meyers. And let me tell you, that shit does not come out of your mouth like toothpaste rinses easily out of your mouth. Yeah. And I was retching into the sink for at least 10 minutes and swishing. And I still really could taste it. I had to like eat Doritos and then use the Doritos as an abrasive to like get the taste out of my mouth.
Because every time you add water, it just makes more suds.
Oh, yes. It was the worst thing ever.
I think anyone who can taste soap is gagging right now. That's awful. That's so gross.
I see. Sometimes I'm like Dennis, I just use really hot boiling water to clean things that I know when those things like absorb taste and smell.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a good idea. So here's a few that I just didn't think to do every day. Disinfect your kitchen sink and sanitize the kitchen sponge in the microwave. Do you do that every day?
I don't do it every day, but that's like one of the things that I'm more paranoid about. Like sponges, I really don't like them. I cut sponges into quarters or halves.
Yeah.
So I waste less and then I can like, you know, toss it when it starts to get really icky and I'm not tossing a whole sponge.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Here's a few more things you should do every single day. Wipe your cell phone screens.
Yeah, right.
Disinfect your toilet handle and seat every day.
Not every day.
No, I certainly don't. Disinfect your bathroom faucets every day.
Nope, definitely not.
Me either. Nuh-uh. Change your bathroom hand towels every day.
No, absolutely not. No. I had a friend using my bathroom the other day and I didn't get a chance to change up the towel before they went in there. And I yelled to her from the outside, don't touch the towel in there. Grab a new one from the linen closet.
I forgot.
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't. You're going to get something really bad.
You're going to be patient zero for the next awful thing. Okay, here's what you should be doing a couple of times a week. Change your bath towels. I do not. I do it like once a week.
I need new ones. I got to go to Costco and get new ones. Yeah. They're really nasty.
You're supposed to dust mop your hard floors twice a week.
Oh, no.
This is like, who has the I guess this is like housewife how to. So this is like you're staying home. You are expected to dust mop your hard floors twice a week.
I like this product called it's like wood soap. Murphy's wood soap.
Oh, yeah.
And you dilute it. I always dilute it in like a solo cup. I have a solo cup dedicated just to Murphy's wood soap. I even wrote like Murphy's on it, like at a frat party when everybody writes their name on their own cup.
Cool, bro.
Murphy's on it. And I used the Murphy's wood soap on my floor near my front door, which is like an area of the floor that I never think to clean because you walk in and then like whatever.
You immediately forget it.
Yeah, because you're not spending, it's not like it's near a chair where you're sitting down and you're looking at it for long periods of time. And the cloth that I was using to clean it came up black.
It's so upsetting. It's like, dude, could you try to hide how dirty you are? Because you're making me feel bad.
Came up black. And I was like, wow, I need to not just vacuum my floors more often. I need to like actually like clean them with a liquid. Yeah.
Here's another thing. Speaking of wiping things down. So I needed a file cabinet. But they're expensive and I did not feel like paying for one.
Why are filing cabinets
so expensive?
And they're ugly. It's not even like they're made by artisans. It's wild to me.
Right. I want someone in the Pacific Northwest to hew me a file cabinet out of wood.
I know. It's silly.
I went on Facebook Marketplace and 10 miles from my house, a man was giving away a teal green file cabinet for free.
Ooh, schwing. Do people still say schwing?
About file cabinets? Yes, they do.
Okay.
So I left my house early on a Sunday morning and I drove to this man's house just in case anyone else was horny enough for a filing cabinet.
Oh my God.
And it was there. I picked it up. I brought it home. I squealed. I washed it with soap and water. Like I vacuumed it out. I took all the drawers out, vacuumed it, washed it. When I poured the soapy water down the toilet, it was black.
Yeah.
And the filing cabinet looked perfectly clean. There was like a little dust on it, nothing. It was so black. I was relieved that I had washed it because it's just amazing how disgusting we are.
And you don't even realize it. Because the things don't look that dirty.
No, but it's like when you're bringing in something from a stranger's house, you don't know how they live. You know, I don't know what kind of methamphetamines they were creating on this filing cabinet.
I mean, gentle listeners, you know, warm weather season is here. So wash your filing cabinets, but also the screens in your windows.
Oh, no.
They look clean.
They do.
Because by default, you can see through them.
Sure.
So it tricks your brain into thinking that they are clean. Get some dish soap. Put those fuckers in your bathtub or wherever you have a soaking container or something. Put them in the shower with you and wash them like you would wash your body because the water is going to run black.
This is upsetting. This is so upsetting. Yeah. Because we're still only on the weekly things you're supposed to do, Kathleen.
Oh, my God.
This goes down to yearly. And I didn't even think about screens.
Okay, Bethany, keep going. Okay.
So I'll put this in our show notes. I'm not going through everything. But speaking of biweekly, I've also heard the rule that you're supposed to vacuum as many times a week as there are people and animals living in your house. So, Kathleen, you should vacuum 4 times a week because it's you, Neil, Juno, and Cannoli.
Cannoli. Well, we vacuum the cat bath, the bathroom where the cat's litter boxes are all the time.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. But do you guys vacuum 3 times a week?
No. We vacuum a couple times a month.
A year.
A year. Because, again, like, we don't have a ton of... We just have some rugs, but not a ton of actual carpet. So that's my excuse. Weekly, you're supposed to deep clean your kitchen counters. You're supposed to wipe your kitchen cupboard fronts. Am I saying that weird? Cupboard.
Yeah. Cupboard. Okay. Wipe the fronts. This I get. And... only, I mean, it's not like I do it, but I understand why people say you should do it.
Yeah.
Because the layers of grease that build up in your kitchen, at some point it becomes impossible. And then you need to throw your kitchen away and get a whole new kitchen.
Just leave it in your favorite teacher's front yard.
Yeah. Or you need to clean it with sandpaper. And then that becomes like a whole other hassle on its own.
It's just a
thing. I get that one. Yeah.
Let's see. You're supposed to dust all your furniture every week. You're supposed to launder your sheets and pillowcases. You're supposed to wipe your light switches and doorknobs.
Definitely not.
You're supposed to sweep your front porch, patio, and deck.
Okay, don't have one of those.
And if that's not enough, you're supposed to clean your makeup brushes and clean your toothbrushes in a cup of white vinegar and hot water every week.
Clean your toothbrushes every week.
It's like, I see why. It makes total sense. Who has the time?
If I'm lucky, I clean my makeup brushes twice a year, maybe once a year.
For sure. And that's if I want to treat myself nice.
I mean, sometimes I just want to put my makeup brush in a plastic baggie in my purse because I know that there's makeup left over on the brush.
Yeah, totally.
And if I need a touch up, I don't have to take the compact with me.
I've done that before. You like swirl it around in powder and then or in blush or whatever. And then you just put a baggie over it.
Yeah, my blush brush. Yeah. I don't have to dip it in blush every time I need blush.
No. In fact, I should probably stop dipping it in blush because my God, I look rosy.
I've been to so many weddings where I'm paranoid about where my shapewear is hitting me on my thigh because I know that there's going to be a bulge and I need to keep yanking it down so it looks seamless.
Kathleen, I was looking at celebrity gossip over the weekend. I saw somebody who was at the coronation and I could tell that they were wearing shapewear underneath because I could see the seam of the leg. And I don't say this because there's any shame in wearing shapewear, of course. Of course, like it pulls you all together and it makes everything look sleek. I was having flashbacks and physical pain from remembering wearing shapewear that dug into places and made me feel so awful the entire time I was wearing it.
And gentle listener, if you're like, why are Bethany and Kathleen talking about shapewear? This podcast is all about body positivity. That is because shapewear is not only for bigger bodies, it's not only for curvy bodies, and it's not only for people who identify as women. Shapewear is for everybody. And that is why we have partnered with Honeylove, because they make, hands down, our favorite shapewear.
Honeylove shapewear is wildly comfortable. And I say this every time we talk about them. I do not understand how they've done it. It's soft and smooth and seamless, and you don't feel like you're in pain. I've worn Honeylove shapewear and bras all day for hours and hours and hours, and it never feels painful.
Slip dresses are very in right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a size 14, and typically I would be like, I'm like, it's not for me. It's not for my body type. I've got lumps and bumps, and I'm not like straight down. But I wore this amazing slip dress the other day with my Honeylove superpower short underneath, and I felt...
That's the one.
Like a million dang bucks.
Their superpower short is sculpting and smoothing. It lifts your butt up.
Yes.
It makes me feel like everything is just pulled in and smooth so that whatever I'm wearing on top looks pulled together and smooth. I'm not trying to change how I look. I'm just trying to make everything kind of look nice.
Yes.
Honeylove is just as easy to put on as it is to take off, because shapewear should not be hard. It should just be an undergarment. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% at honeylove.com with the code TASTE.
All you have to do is use the code TASTE at honeylove.com and save 20% off. My friend Megan from Minnesota flew in last weekend, and Bethany, the first thing she does when she walks in the door, she walks right to my liquid IV closet, right to my pantry. She knows where I keep it. She walks over to the fridge. She grabs herself a glass of water. She pours in her liquid IV. She chugs it. And then she's like, oh, hello, I'm here.
It's like when my sister came to visit me from Minnesota, and the first thing she said as she drives into our driveway after not seeing her for 6 months was, where's Minerva? She was there to see my cat. Look, liquid IV is one of those things that you will fly across the country for.
Yes.
It is this delicious stick of powder. You've heard us talk about it a million times. They come in so many great flavors, and they help hydrate you 2 times faster and more efficiently than drinking water alone.
My friend had a barbecue this weekend, and sure enough, I was chugging liquid IV before I went to the party because I was setting myself up for success to not have a hangover.
And Completely.
And my favorite, Bethany, Hydration Multiplier, the probiotic kombucha. I freaking love it.
They also have a new flavor called Sea Berry.
Yes.
Have you tried this?
No, I haven't yet, but somebody was telling me about it.
These flavors are so incredible. They're always adding new ones. I'm always on the lookout, like, to see if there's a new lemonade version. They now have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh my good. They must have been listening to our commercials, Bethany.
Totally.
Where I said I was adding lemon juice to my strawberry flavor.
And that's what you can do too. It's not just about like hydration. It's about if you know you have to drink water, but you don't like the taste of water,
yeah,
add some liquid IV. And if you want a fun drink, but maybe you're sober. I know a lot of people who will use different mixtures of different liquid IV flavors to create a really fun drink,
yeah,
that they feel like they're having something delicious. Add a little seltzer water to it.
Yes.
And you have a mocktail while everybody else is getting absolutely shwasted, and you don't have to worry about, you know, not feeling great the next day.
Like the grapefruit mezcal. Oh my God. So good. It feels like you're drinking a cocktail, truly.
Yeah. By the way, do people still say shwasted?
Yeah, I think people say shwasted. Listen, live your life, look, baby girl.
Liquid IV also partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their future. They are donating servings. They are trying to make a healthier world. So it is time for you, if you haven't done it yet and you've heard us talking all about it, it's time for you to grab your Liquid IV. You can get it in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 20% off of anything you order when you shop for better hydration today using the promo code TASTE at liquidiv.com.
Okay, monthly. Here's just a few.
Okay.
Get on your hands and knees and clean your baseboards, baby.
Yeah, baseboards. I actually take a lot of pleasure in cleaning baseboards for some reason.
Because they're so dusty and gross.
I mean, it's, and sometimes like in old homes, they're not even. So I get out Q-tips and like old toothbrushes, and I really get in there.
That's how you know I'm anxious about something. If our house is suddenly real clean, especially when it comes to dumb things like baseboards.
Yeah. Anxious cleaning. Last time Neil and I went on a trip together, he said to me 3 days before we left, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm begging you, do not clean the pantry out the night before we travel. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know if you know that you do this, but you decide that the closet needs to be cleaned out like before you've even finished packing every single time you fly somewhere.
Whoa.
And I didn't even realize. And I guess maybe I do that. It's so weird.
It's like an anxious thing. Like you're nervous to fly. And so you clean your pantry.
Yeah, must be. I don't know. I never clean it elsewise.
Okay, monthly. You're supposed to clean your washing machine and dryer. I don't even know how you clean your washing machine.
So do you have a top loader or a front loader?
Top.
So top loaders are a little bit easier, but when you have a front loader, there's this like rubber rim that seals the door on, and you're supposed to like actually leave your washing machine door open all the time because the rubber sealer collects water and then it can grow some really gross grime.
Everything's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to clean inside your dishwasher. You're supposed to vacuum your mattress.
I do that a couple times a year. I put baking soda on my mattress and then I get the shop vac out and I vacuum it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but I have to say, when it comes to dishwashers, Bethany, I recently saw some chia seeds growing out of the filter of my dishwasher.
What? Kathleen, what? What?
I know. And I said, Neil, you should probably clean that. And he's like, I'm not the one who eats chia seeds. And I'm like, yeah, but you're the one who like owns the dishwasher.
You're the one who would probably be more upset if chia seeds actually started growing and I harvested them.
It's not like bacteria, you know, it's just like a little plant. So plants are organic. It's fine.
But there's something upsetting about something living, growing, actively growing. You are supposed to sweep your garage floor.
Oh, well, good. I don't have it. So I don't have to have that one on my list.
So, and then you're supposed to clean your vacuum cleaner. Okay, so now here's seasonal.
Neil does that. He takes apart the vacuum cleaner and then like cleans all the parts and lets it dry and then he puts it back together.
I mean, it again makes total sense. But yeah, if I am going to do something with my time, there's like things that are more pressing, I think, than that.
Yeah, I know.
every 3 to 4 months, a few, you're supposed to, some of these are doubles. You're supposed to dust your walls.
Okay.
You're supposed to launder your curtains.
I get that because curtains are something that people don't think to change out. Though I've started doing seasonal curtains to keep like the warm air in during the winter.
Oh,
so
nice.
Like I'll make sure that they're clean before I put up the new seasonal curtains.
This one, Neil's going to hate to hear it. You're supposed to deep clean your pantry every 3 to 4 months.
Well, good thing I travel less than that.
Clean your refrigerator coils and your drip pans. What's a drip
pan? A drip pan, I think, is in the stove somewhere, like in the broiler, maybe?
Hmm. Okay.
Or is it in the refrigerator?
Maybe it's in the fridge, like in the freezer. Maybe it collects
coils.
Something. The coils are in the fridge, but the drip pans, I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you what. I got an oil change yesterday, and because my car is like 5% shutting down.
Oh no! Can't take it.
I pulled over into a Jiffy Lube, and the guy pulls out the air conditioning filter, and he shows it to me, and I was like, Oh no. I can't believe I've been breathing that in.
Did he say, now this is supposed to be white? Did he say that? And it was black?
He didn't. He showed it to me and I was just like, add it to the bill, put it on the estimate. Like, do whatever you need to do. Do whatever you would do if it were your car.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Okay, let's see. This is twice a year.
Yeah.
You're supposed to clean your gutters. Sure.
Okay.
You're supposed to dust. You're supposed to dust your books and deep clean your bookcases.
Huh.
Because they're dirty little things and they need to have their mouths washed out with soap.
I mean, you, Bethany, have like an extensive library room.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to do this once a year?
Of course not. No, because guess what? My books are my friends and I want them to be as dirty as they want to be.
You know, one of my favorite. I mean, listen, I don't wish bed bugs on anybody, but because bed bugs has such a stigma that it only happens to like people who are, you know, are really filthy or people who are of lower income. Like there's like that stigma around bed bugs. One of my favorite stories that came out during the bed bug pandemic of 2013 in New York City was that bed bugs were rampant on the Upper East Side where all the rich people live because they all had extensive libraries and bed bugs love hiding in books.
Kill me. Just kill me. I do like I buy almost all of my books off of eBay.
That's a risk.
Yes, it is. So every time I get a new book on eBay, I do crack it open and I look for like the evidence in the spine, like, you know, like the little black spots, like the little, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Badness.
Have you ever found anything?
No. Thank goodness.
Oh, God.
OK. And yearly, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You are supposed to steam clean or shampoo your carpets and your furniture. You are supposed to, if you have a fireplace, clean the fireplace and have your chimney inspected.
That's actually really important.
Yeah. And you're supposed to drain the sediment from your water heater. Did you know your water heater creates sediment?
Come again? I had no idea.
I didn't either. So these are some of the comments from this checklist.
Okay.
Tiffany says, I'm a young adult with ADHD, and this guide is very helpful.
Okay. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
This person named Megan says, I love all of the cleaning checklists and motivation. I've saved almost all of them. Thank you. No one seems to find this overwhelming or time consuming. But again, maybe this is just for people who live, like, don't have day-to-day jobs, and maybe then you do have the time, and maybe I don't know, maybe it's enjoyable to, like, because having a clean house, as someone who recently decluttered her office, it feels like I am a new person. I understand the joy of having a clean house.
That is the feeling that I kind of like always need to remind myself about, like how I feel like there are more possibilities in life when I have a clean like environment around me. But really the only way that I get myself to clean my house is when we have people over or like an overnight guest or something. And we actually have people like over all the time, which is good because it's the only way that my house stays even like remotely livable.
I know. When you first move into a new place, you should throw a party because it forces you to get things packed or unpacked rather. And it also forces yes. you to get the things you need for a home that you may have put off if it was just uh-huh. you. Like,
yes,
the, you know, hand soap dispensers, you know, mm-hmm. glasses, especially if this yeah. is your first apartment or your first home, proper glasses, proper bedding, proper, yes. you know, furniture. Because I don't know about you, but if it's just me, I will allow myself to like keep using the same bar of soap that I bring from my shower into like the bathroom sink to wash my hands, bring yes. it back to the shower because I'm just too lazy to buy hand soap.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I once had a friend who, not once, she's still alive. I don't know why I say I once had a friend. She's still my friend. I have a friend who is dating this guy and they went out for about 6 months. He never changed his bed sheets the entire time that they awful. Were together.
Oh, that's awful. Oh,
and he was like this tech bro who was always like busy coding shit. she's like, do you have like multiple sets of the same sheets? And he's like, no, why would I need multiple sets?
Because you gotta wash them, dude. My guy, you gotta wash those things. I know someone who instead of washing his sheets, yeah. he would put his vacuum cleaner on top of the bed and vacuum his sheets.
No. No.
And I'm like, now you've made them dirtier. Now you've yeah. made them so profoundly dirtier.
I know. You know, I was considering the other day, which is really ironic for somebody who doesn't enjoy cleaning a whole lot. I was considering getting a separate attachment that I use to clean the bathroom where the kitty litter is. Mm-hmm. So then I only use it in that room
because
and not the rest of the house.
It's contaminating everything.
Because, yeah. I mean, like, it's so silly to think about. Like, there are problems in this world that need to be legitimately solved. And, like, whether or not I'm contaminating my living room rug with my kitty litter attachment is not one of them.
No, but like, you know,
I don't know.
We don't leave our homes as often as maybe.
No.
You know, and fresh air is a problem. So, like, maybe not stewing in your own juices when it comes to kitty litter on your rug is a good idea.
Here's my favorite product. They said you need to, like, wash your upholstery or whatever, yeah. shampoo your rugs. There's this spray that's, like, a fabric sanitizer spray. Just get that.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Okay. Sure.
Just get spray things, then get a clean the attachment to the vacuum, then vacuum them up and, I don't know, pour some baking soda on them, vacuum it again.
Yeah.
That's as good as shampooing. Shampooing, you have to like get a company to come in and do it, or mm-hmm. you got to take your rug outside.
It's a rigmarole.
I'm not signing up for.
It's a whole thing. I can tell you, the moment I realized I was a grown up was when I had a vacuum cleaner and mm-hmm. I loved it, but the hose attachment broke, and so it could no longer accept attachment heads. It was just the hose and the plastic end of it fell off. So it was just like a springy hose.
Yeah.
And because I'm cheap, I just was like, I'll make do with this. And so I would use that enough. And then if I needed to use an attachment, I would shove it into the hose and then duct tape it around. So, so cleaning was a big to do, but I was like, I'm saving money. So finally I decided it was time to spring for it. And for the record, by the way, when I finally decided to get a replacement part for the hose, that vacuum cleaner was no longer supported by the company and had not been for years and years and years because it was so old.
Oh my God.
So I finally sprang for like an updated new vacuum cleaner. I went on Wirecutter. It told me which one to get. And
I love looking at reviews for that stuff.
Thank God. And the hose attachment thing worked.
Yeah.
And I was like, cleaning is so much easier when the thing you're using isn't broken.
I know. And new technology and cleaning products, too, makes everything so much easier. And it's like, I would just rather spend my money on, I don't know, other things.
I was at the beach this weekend.
Oh, my God. Bethany, what's wrong? Are you feeling OK?
No, I was under duress. Thank you for asking. My aerial instructor loves the beach. And so when the sun isn't out, she moves class to the beach.
Oh, my God.
So I had my parasol up, a baseball hat on, big sunglasses, SPF 175 for my face. But I never go to the beach. And so I don't know how beach technology has improved so much since I was a little kid. So there are blankets where the corners are pockets. So you can just put sand in the pockets and then the blanket stays on the floor.
It's amazing.
There are umbrellas that have screw bases so you can screw them into the sand. Kathleen, this is like, I blew my mind.
I know. There, Bethany, just take a walk in a Costco in May and June. Beach technology, it'll send you out the window. It has gotten so, so good.
Someone informed me that the beach chairs are no longer made of all metal so that you don't burn your body when you sit on them.
I know. And I know this one is not a new one, but I love my beach chair that's a backpack too.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And Bethany, some beach chairs, so my beach chair is a backpack, so I can wear it over my back like a backpack. And then it's got like a storage container, like an actual backpack where you can put like your towel and your stuff in. So you're not like lugging your beach bag on one arm and lugging the chair on the other. It's really amazing, truly.
As someone who is just cheap and like, yeah. I won't buy new, I will not buy new things I need unless just, unless I'm forced to.
It's a dire situation.
Yeah.
Unless it's a dire situation.
And so I'm always just so shocked how much things improve between the last time I bought them and now. Like,
I know.
Remember when we went to the Grand Canyon? We went hiking through the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
So I'm not an outdoorsy person at all. And so when I went shopping for that and I had to get shorts and a hat and all this stuff, I was like, oh, wow, campers really know what's up. Like, all of this stuff dries super fast if it gets wet. Yep. And these socks make sure you don't have, you know, open sores on your feet. And, like, this hat has an SPF in it. And this backpack has a water reserve in it. And I'm just like, the people who know what they're doing really know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And backpacks are, like, actually made now to fit your body.
What the hell? Where were we?
I don't know. I mean, we're the generation where our JanSports were spanking us all the way to and from school.
If you were late for school and you were running, it was like flap, 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 flap. Your science textbook was slamming you in the coccyx.
It was like the physical equivalent of feeling like you were being thrown down a boulder. In the coccyx, Bethany. Who uses that word? I love it.
I know. Every podcast episode should end with the word coccyx.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird
and stay curious.